WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Friday, February 6, 2015. The NAACP, the NYCLU Legal Aid, the New York Post, and others have petitioned the court in Staten Island to unseal the records in the Eric Garner case. Here's Erica Garner.
My family really wants to know what was said and presented in that courtroom.
New York City public advocate Tish James is among the petitioners asking the court to release the grand jury transcripts.
There were 50 witnesses presented. Were they all police officers? Who were the experts that presented the evidence to the grand juries? Who interpreted the law?
Secrecy surrounding the grand jury's decision not to indict Daniel Pantaleo, the white officer widely viewed on video putting Staten Island's Eric Garner in a chokehold, stands in stark contrast to reams of documents released in the grand jury probe in the case of Mike Brown in Ferguson.
The engineer reported that he saw the car moving onto the tracks.
NTSB Chair Robert Sumwalt, he released new information last night about the Metro North SUV train collision Tuesday. It left six people dead. The train signals and warning systems were working properly. The train was going just under the 60-mile-per-hour speed limit, and the engineer hit the emergency brake. Traffic was apparently inching behind the traffic gate when it came down on the back window of the SUV. Ellen Brody got out of her car to check what happened, according to a witness. Then she got back into her car for about 30 seconds, perhaps putting on her seatbelt.
And the accident driver suddenly pulled forward, and as she did so, the train struck the car.
Many trains blasted their horns Thursday as they went through the accident site in Valhalla. One train slowed almost to a stop.
We have a duty to protect and preserve the culture and character of our neighborhoods, and we will do so.
Mayor Bill de Blasio delivered his second State of the City address this week, making affordable housing the centerpiece of his presentation. De Blasio pledged to end homelessness among veterans, to help seniors live independently, and to keep the city affordable for artists and musicians. In all, the mayor's plan calls for 200,000 preserved or new housing units in the next 10 years.
This administration is taking a fundamentally different approach. One that not only recognizes the need for more affordable housing, but demands it. How will we do this? First, we're writing new rules for how we're going to build this city. Ones that mandate affordable housing as a condition of development in areas rezoned for residential use. Second, we'll do everything in our power to keep those who already have affordable housing in the homes they love. And third, we know it's a crowded place. There's only so much land in New York City. So we'll create more affordable housing by literally building up.
His plan is being praised by city officials like Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz. The Bronx is where the city is committing $200 million to the Lower Grand Concourse for the creation of 4,000 affordable housing units. However, the mayor's plan also has its critics. Tenant advocates say the call for market-rate apartments with only 20% affordable units isn't enough, that bringing in more wealthy residents hastens gentrification. They say the city's plan could end up ruining areas instead of preserving them, pricing residents out of their own neighborhoods. A centerpiece of de Blasio's plan for development is Sunnyside Yards in Queens. It was immediately shot down by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Sunnyside Yards is a 200-acre site that runs along several busy neighborhoods, and it's controlled by three different governments and private developers. The mayor wants to build over the rails so trains could still run. 11,200 units of affordable housing on top of a platform. Amtrak owns most of the site and has signaled support. But the state-run MTA owns a sizable piece, and Governor Andrew Cuomo opposes the plan, far from the first time Cuomo has gotten in the way of some of de Blasio's plans. In other news, former New York State Senate Majority Leader Malcolm Smith was convicted yesterday in a federal corruption trial. Smith used bribes to get on the New York City mayoral ballot in 2013. He faces up to 45 years in jail. A co-defendant, former Queens Republican Vice Chairman Vincent Tabone, was also convicted of four charges. New York City is simplifying its pre-kindergarten enrollment process by providing one application form for schools and community-based organizations. Some parents of this year's pre-K students had to apply more than once. That's because of separate applications for public schools and contracted community-based organizations. The process is being rolled out this March, so families with children who enter pre-K for the 2015 to 2016 school year have time to consider all of their options. It's partly sunny today with a high near 23 degrees, mostly cloudy tonight. On Saturday, there's a chance of snow after 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 40 degrees. By Sunday, there's freezing rain likely, cloudy with a high near 34 degrees. Sunday night, there's snow and freezing rain likely. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.